Simon Shinchav Gimel, Siv Zayin. The Chabad discusses somebody who got a new keli from a guy, whether he bought it from the guy or the guy gave it to him as a matana, as a present, and now before he could use it for food, he has to tovel it. Kelim that are purchased or received from a guy need tefillah before he could use them for food. Now, Kli Matchas Melo Kelim need tefillah midraisa, Kli Zchuchis Glass Kelim need tefillah midrabanan. Besides the chiyah tefillah, there's also iser to mishtamish with the kli, iser to use the kli before it gets tefillah. That iser, many places can say, even by kli matchis, even by melo kli, that iser is only drabanan. Although the chiyah tefillah is deraisa, but iser shtamshis may very well only be drabanan. So now, if somebody got a kli from a guy before Shabbos, they're supposed to do the tefillah before Shabbos. One is not supposed to tovel a kli on Shabbos because it's near a masakan kli. It looks like you're fixing the kli. Since the kli cannot be used for food before tefillah, and after tefillah it could, so by toveling it on Shabbos, you're so to speak masakan the kli, fixing the kli. Now what if somebody did not tovel the kli before Shabbos? Or what if the kli only made it to him on Shabbos? He wasn't able to do it before Shabbos. So the Chabad says, Mutal hafu kli chole shatan tefillah. The Maisa, if you didn't do it before Shabbos, whether you couldn't, or you forgot to, or you errantly chose not to, now you could tovel the kli on Shabbos. The Yesh Oysrim, other Rishayim say it's Aser. Now those Rishayim that allow it, they allow it even by kli matchas, where the tefillah is midraisa. Those Rishayim who do not allow it, they do not allow it even by kli zchuchis, where it's only drabanan, and even if you're doing it, it's for a tzarech of Shabbos. Now, Mishabur's Bedaik, it sounds from the Chabad, that the Ikar Shita is like the first Shita, because the Stoma is at Mutter Tovel Kli on Shabbos. The Yesh Oysim is Yesh Macharim, the Ikar is like the first Shita. Here, Mishabur says that the Ramon Dar Chemosha writes that the Ikar Adin is like the second Shita. That's also, and the Shagas Ari passes like that as well. However, if someone was over and did Tovel on Shabbos, Lamaisa Mishabur's Mitzadin, they could use it on Shabbos, since there are those who are Matter Toveling it and using it on Shabbos and Chilo, so even if one shouldn't be doing that lemaisa because we're choishish or even pasuk, but she didn't say not like that. But if someone did it, b'diavad we can make it. And the Shaar Tzini brings to Prima Gom and says, any time there's a subic plukta, there's a machlekas about something, we're allowed to do on Shabbos, even if we pasuk in the ikka, they should not do it. Ever since the others were allowed, any subic plukta, any machlekas, so b'diavad one did do it, we don't ask for using it on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah discusses a case, somebody has a suffix about a cleave and needs tefillah on that. So he says, in such a case, then, if it doesn't have any good solution, we'll allow Mechatchila to tovel it on Shabbos. Because since there are those who always allow tovel and kelim on Shabbos, and to clear there's a suffix if it needs tefillah or not, so in such a case, we allow you to tovel on Shabbos. However, the best eitzah, so the best solution, the Mechaber says, what Yer Shemayim will do, is he'll give the kli as a present, as a matana to a guy, then he'll borrow it back from him long term, and then does not need tefillah. Which the Bur explains, although in general it's also to give matana on Shabbos, here, where it's a tzarech for Shabbos to be allowed to use this kli and avoid this problem with tefillah, in this case, it's mutter. Now, even though we allow you to do this, we allow you to give it to the guy as a present and borrow back because of the extenuating circumstances involved. However, after Shabbos, one does have to tovel the kli, because since the ma'aseh is going to be staying by you long term, so it looks like it's yours, and in certain respect, the halacha is considered like it's yours, and therefore needs tefillah again, which the Bur brings us from the Taz. Taz brings rayas. However, lemaisa, when you re-tovel it, or kapanim, when you do tovel after Shabbos, you should not make a bracha on the tefillah. Either tovel without a bracha, or tovel differently with it, and make a bracha on the two of them together. And the reason is because there is a tzad that this trick, so to speak, of giving it to the guy and borrowing it back long-term works. It is a tzad that does not need tefillah after Shabbos, although we tell you should do tefillah after Shabbos. However, you should not make a bracha on that. Now, the Ramah says, if it's a kli that it would be appropriate to use it to fill up with water, so you could just stick into the mikvah and fill up with water. And it'll look as if you're using it as a shtamshus of a kli to fill up with water. But really, through that, the tefillah will take place because the ma'aseh, the whole kli, will get wet from the mea mikvah. The Mishnah Berurah brings from the Magen Avraham that in such a case, one should not make a bracha on the tefillah. Because if he makes the bracha, then again, it'll be evident that he's doing a tefillah over here. He's not just using the kli by filling it up. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says you should only do this if you have no other kli to use for what you need for on Shabbos. Because you're essentially losing the bracha. And Shaar Tzini explains, the halacha is that somebody whose arm is not wearing clothing is not allowed to take truma, even though it's a frosh truma schal, and because someone's not wearing clothing cannot make a bracha, the bracha on that frosh truma is getting lost by an arm, by someone not wearing clothing being the one being termed. Here also the bracha is being lost. Therefore one should not do this unless they have to. It happens to be that the Bir Halacha is back and forth about this, it has a strong tzad that one would be allowed to make a bracha in this case, and making the bracha is not a problem, since the actual tefillah itself is not obvious as a tefillah, it looks like it's filling up the kli. L'maisa, the Magen Avraham writes like this, and the Rishonim seem to hold like this, and therefore, halacha l'maisa, it seems that one should not make the bracha, and therefore one should only do this etza if he has no other solution.